Thanks for downloading the South Everett Foursquare podcast. This is Pastor Chris Pepler, and you've joined us for our journey through the epistles. This weekend, Pastor Lauren Phillips leads us through an understanding of calling as made clear to us in the New Testament letters. Thanks again for downloading. Enjoy today's podcast.
Just even as we would reflect on and respond to the fact that He is our good shepherd, I'd ask you to call to mind or call to focus a time in your life where maybe the Lord led you through a season. Like tangibly, just, you could probably have many of these moments, but pick one. Pick one where the Lord led you through a season. And I want you to hold that kind of in one hand as a memory. That's a testimony right there. The Lord led you through a season. Just take a minute and identify what that is. I'd like you to equally tangibly grasp something that you need the Lord to lead you through right now. Maybe it's a season, maybe it's a circumstance, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's an emotion, but somewhere where you need the Lord to lead you right now. Now as we worship, when we remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God who led us through this one circumstance is the same God who will lead us now through the present.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good to hear you. I don't know if you were here last week, but we have been going through the epistles, which is the fancy word for the letters written to the church in the Bible. It's the end of the New Testament. For a long time, I didn't know the difference between epistles and apostles, and they are different. Last week, Chris talked about making disciples and how we, as disciples of Jesus, are called to make disciples who make disciples. That was really awesome. If you want to hear about it, it's on the podcast. We talked about that being discipled ourselves and discipling others is a key part of our calling as believers. I, this morning, would love to talk a little bit more about calling. First, I want to tell you my story. I grew up in church. I sang Jesus into my heart at 4 years old in the back of the car. I so wish my mom, like, we had the phones that could have, like, recorded that. That would have been so cute. But I grew up in church. Both my parents are pastors. They currently are pastors at Living Word in Oak Harbor. Faith was kind of a thing that I osmosis did. I did sing Jesus into my heart as a four-year-old. I didn't start really owning my faith until I was a teenager. I saw people around me, like, have these super clear callings. Like, they wanted to be a pastor, or they wanted to be a missionary, or whatever realm it was that the Lord was calling to, and they were proclaiming that boldly. And I was so jealous of that, because even into young adulthood, I didn't know what God was calling me to do. When I was 19, I went on a young adults retreat. Very fun and exciting. Through lots of prayer, I heard from the Lord. And you know what He called me to? He called me to be a shepherd. And let me tell you, I was mad. I was so mad. Because my parents are both pastors. I grew up in the backgrounds of church, being the pastor's kid. And I wanted nothing to do with all of that. It was great, fine and dandy for those folks. But I did not want to be that kind of shepherd. I saw the things that were really hard about that job, about that calling. And I didn't want to do it. And I told the Lord that I wasn't going to do it. Look at me now. But I was mad. I was mad. Shepherding, caring for people in that way, whether that's in ministry, in the front of a church, or in your daily life, it's not always an easy calling, but you know what? That's the thing about calling, is it often isn't easy. So, I'm 19. I get this word from the Lord, mad about it, but I'll follow the Lord, is what I had already decided when I was four. So I was following the Lord through this thing that He called me into. And I followed Him into a season of learning how to shepherd. I've got this picture. Oh yeah, look at these kiddos. Okay, so when I was a junior in high school, I started being a small group leader for these group of girls. There's kind of 8 core ones and some that came and went over the years, but I was their leader from the time that they were 7th graders until they were juniors in high school. So was that 5 years? And these are just 3. These are the most flattering 3 camp photos, because nobody takes cute camp photos. Except for this last year. Look at us. And yeah, they're all juniors becoming seniors here. But I learned how to shepherd with these girls, and they were so gracious to me, let me tell you. But learning how to walk with people in the normal day-to-day, support people, support these girls through the troubles of teenagehood from the time that they were 12 and 13 all the way through 17. There's a lot of life that happens there. Many times where I had no idea what I was doing or how to care and love for these girls, and they were gracious with me and the Lord was gracious with me. And then I had some really wise counsel around me to help me care for these kiddos. So they're all grown adults now. So they made it. These are the gals that helped me learn how to shepherd. So then in 2019, I was offered an opportunity to work full-time at a church as an elementary director for elementary school, running that kids program. And I was so excited because finally my 9-to-5, the way I made money, was gonna align with what my calling was. It didn't quite work out that way. I was in that position for about 9 months. And then left that assignment with my confidence shattered, unsure if the Lord had really called me to care and lead for people. This is an important part of our stories, guys, is when we're following the Lord, He'll sometimes walk us into valleys. He'll walk us into hard things. And this was part of that for me. But the Lord has worked through it. Shortly after I left that assignment, I came to be here at South Effort with you guys on Zoom Church. Woo! Who remembers Zoom Church? But I was so blessed to have joined a community where I was so welcomed and cared for. So thank you guys for that. But even still, I struggled with this question of what I was called to. How could I, after this experience that crushed my confidence, made me wonder if I wasn't a leader, really shepherd and care for people? Was I even meant for that? And then what did that mean long term? Does that mean that the Lord is leading me towards being a lead pastor somewhere? Which definitely didn't feel quite right. Was he asking me to settle into my role at my current 9-to-5 at the Everett Clinic and serve and care for people from there? But in the fall of 2021, I did the Unique Accelerator Program. Now, sidebar. Unique, I know. We hear Chris talk about it all the time. It's just a tool in the tool belt, guys. Okay? Like we all have a tool belt of ways that we can engage in our calling, what the Lord is calling us to do. So I did this Unique Accelerator Program. And did, Christian did it with me. And we did what normally is done in a 6-month period in 4 days. Which it was, we call it the fire hose. I'm not playing. But during that time, we spent time prayerfully examining our stories, our passions, our giftings, and our current context with scripturally centered tools in order to hone in what our callings are or what they are in that season. And this is what I walked out with. This is, you come up with 12 words. Lauren exists to authentically walk with people towards health and purpose, supporting with care and inspiring with wisdom. So that calling that the Lord had for me years ago of being a shepherd still stood. It still stood to walk with people, to support with care, to know the truth. That still stood. So even after this time where my confidence was crushed, the calling still stood. God still had things for me. But what does that mean now and where I'm supposed to go? I was pretty certain I didn't want to be a lead pastor. That's a hard job, guys.
Amen.
Amen. We should all get Chris a gift card or something. what does it mean for where I'm supposed to go and what I'm supposed to do? Recently, Foursquare has put out it's just kind of a document showing all the different ways you can minister as a believer and it, in the Foursquare movement specifically, right? And one of the things on there is chaplaincy. When I was talking to Chris about that, that's where a light bulb clicked for me, because chaplaincy so aligns with what God's calling is for me. It's shepherding, it's walking people authentically through some of their darkest moments and supporting them with your presence and care, offering the truth and comfort of the Lord in those places. But that process ain't done, my friends. I have to complete my bachelor's degree to do that. There's not one place I've failed more than in higher education. It's something that's really hard for me. And even though I have this calling and the Lord is leading me in a direction, I'm gonna have to do some hard things in the meantime to get there. But it doesn't mean that I'm not walking in my calling yet. It means the Lord can still use us in our current seasons, even if he's leading us towards something. But it's going to be a process. It's not going to be easy. The reason I tell you that first is because we're going to talk, I'm going to throw a lot of scripture at you here in a minute. If you take notes, probably do that so you can see it again later. We're going to talk about all the places, a lot of the places in the epistles where we talk about calling. But I want you to know that this is a real life process. This is something I'm working out. This is something you've been working out. And so just hear these things with grace in that, okay? This is the first and most important thing. If you walk out of here with one thing, this is what I want you to remember. The first thing is the one who calls. If we look at, these are just two places, just two. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, talking about the Lord. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. But the one who calls us is faithful. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Is it because of who we are?
No.
It's the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Listen, the God of the universe, the one who crafted every little grass blade out there, which when I first got glasses, I was like, holy Toledo, Batman. Like, there's just so many little details in the world that you can't see, if you can't see. The every leaf, the way that every little bug works out there, the God who contains the cosmos, he calls each and every one of us. The Lord of the universe calls each one of us. He calls out to us. And the very nature of understanding calling is understanding who it is that's calling us. We don't have calling without God. It's not something that makes me special and significant necessarily. It's about acknowledging the God who created us and wanting to walk in his purposes for us. Not about doing my own will, but about doing his will. Not about doing what I want, but doing what he wants. It's hearing the call of the one who calls us and following him. And here's the beauty of it. As we seek him, our calling finds clarity. He is the one who gives us what we need to live it out. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. How is it that we seek him and find him? Prayer and scripture. Prayer is our direct access to the God of the universe. Isn't that cool? We can just talk to God. Scripture is his word. It shows us his character, helps us know who he is and what he's calling us to. So as we seek him, our calling finds clarity. But what does it mean to be called? Well, this is where I did my deep dive. Are you ready? The first one is our calling as believers. Our calling as believers, this is the calling that we all have as believers in Jesus, right? Therefore, you've heard this one before, haven't you? Make disciples. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Our calling as believers is to follow Jesus, and as we do, to make disciples who make disciples. Right? We're to obey everything he has commanded us. We are to baptize. and that the Lord promises to be with us. Jesus promises to be with us always through that. Okay, so generally calling as believers. Now, we could fill some other things in that box, certainly, but we only have a certain amount of time, so we'll keep going. So that's one thing. We're all called as believers to this big call, right? But sometimes it's hard to figure out what that looks like for me, Lauren, right? Or for you, right? So there's also calling as individuals. And we see this in scripture too. We've seen this scripture a lot in the last, probably since the new year. So it's Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to measure the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and from, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of the deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Okay, I know that was a lot. And we're going to focus on the two different chunks here. Our calling as individuals, you see here, that the Lord gave us, the Lord gave us different jobs as parts of the body. That we're not all called to be all of the things all the time. But he gave to some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. The Lord has specific giftings in you, in your context, and in your passions, the way he's made you for your own individual calling, in the way that then, as we live out our calling in the body of Christ, we get to play our part, right? So we're called as individuals, but our calling is intertwined, which is the next one. We see it here with this body metaphor, right? The body metaphor we also see in 1 Corinthians. And this is probably one you've read before. But it's Paul talking about the body of Christ. There's one body, but it has many parts. But all its many parts make up one body. So as I am called to what I'm called to, and you're called to what you're called to, it's not just like, high five, see you later. It's our callings are meant to work together as parts of the body so that we are able to work more wholly as Christ has created us to, as Christ the head directs us. Amen. So many parts. I might be a pinky toe. You might be an elbow. But all the parts need to work together in order to bring the fullness of the kingdom, right? And God uses us in that. So that's great. We have a general calling. We're individually called. Our calls are intertwined with one another. Awesome. 10 out of 10. But sometimes we stop there. Sometimes we say, oh, great. I've been called. Got it, you know. Or we feel like we've been called one time. And like, I got it, God. I'll run with this now. The thing about calling is that it's not a one-time occurrence. It's not just one instance. We are continually called. Part of calling, the most important part of calling, remember I said it's the one who calls us? In being called, we have to posture ourselves in such a way that we're focused on the one that calls us. How can we hear what he's calling us to if we're not focused on him? Right? So it's great that we all have our own individual callings. It's so important to figure out what it is that the Lord is calling you to and work in that. But it's really hard to do that if you're not focused on the one who calls us. And he's continually calling us. Something that people get wrong sometimes is they think that calling is like, bam, you're called to do this and that's it for your whole life. That's actually not how it works often. Calling is something that can ebb and flow with your seasons. God can direct you in different ways and build different giftings in you and work with you in different assignments. So I want to look at 2 Peter 1, 1 through 10. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. So if you do these things, you'll never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Part of being called is that we are confirming our calling. What does that mean? It means we're focusing on Jesus. We're fixing our eyes on him and continually engaging in asking him where he's taking us. It's a process. It's something that we do our whole lives. It's actually a lifelong commitment as we follow Jesus. That who are we following? Jesus. So that we're spending intentional time focused on him, reposturing ourselves. When we notice I start living my own way, I'm doing my own call, then we say, oh, gotta reposture ourselves and focus on Jesus. As we follow him, don't be discouraged if the thing that you thought was your calling is changed or it gets refined or looks different in this season than you ever thought it would. A lot of what calling is, following Jesus is not linear. It's not like the way we expect it to be often. You could see it in the book of Acts. Things did not go the way that they thought it would go. And that often, that doesn't mean that you're not following calling. That just means that you've got to keep reposturing, focusing on Jesus throughout the waves that come as we move through the seasons. I have this little activity for us to do in our groups. That top box is talking about general calling. Remember when we talked about general calling? That us as believers, we're all called. And so you fill in that blank. In your own words, what's the general calling as believers? Have you discovered what God might be calling you to as an individual? If so, feel free to share. Have you noticed any gifts that the Lord might be using in you? Anything that the Lord has put in you that you've seen him work in your places and spaces through? How might the gifts God has given you help you live out your calling in your week? That's the last box. So your individual calling is more that middle box. That's the hardest one, in my opinion. But that bottom box is more your specific assignment. So what does that look like in your context right now? What does the things that the Lord is doing in you, the way he's calling you, look like right now? When you go to work tomorrow, or maybe you don't go to work tomorrow because it's Memorial Day, maybe on Tuesday. Maybe as you're doing yard work tomorrow. Like, what is the thing that the Lord's doing in you look like? Okay, well, I'm going to pray. Jesus, Lord, it blows my mind that you, who created all that we see, that you call me. You call me to be a part of your work. And Jesus, thank you for working those things out in me and in us, Lord. And thank you for being faithful to do what you say you do, Lord. Being faithful to work in us and to make us more like Jesus as we go. Lord, would you speak to us this morning? And if not this morning, throughout the day and throughout the week, Jesus, would you speak to us? The new places that you're calling us to. The new spaces and things that you've given to us. Lord, would you reveal those things to us? Lord, would we be seeking them? Would you open our eyes to the way that you're already working in us in our normal weeks, Jesus? And Lord, if we need a little reposturing, Jesus, if we've been focused in our own way and in our own will, Lord, would you gently turn us, Lord? It's your kindness that leads us to repentance, Jesus. Would we refocus ourselves on you so we can continue to follow You're the one who calls us. Lord, we love you. In your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.